Episode 3059, It is Good.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day because it is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And you know what? I just want you to take a deep breath. God has something extraordinary for you today. He wants your heart to listen to Him, for it is good. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Have you ever found yourself questioning what God's plans are for your life? It's a common sentiment, and one that can leave us feeling anxious, uncertain, and even helpless. But rest assured, God has a plan, and it is good. As Christians, we can find peace in the promise of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This verse, my friend, is your assurance that God has a plan and it is good. So why do you question God's plan? Why do you sit there and wonder? In moments of uncertainty, it's easy to let fear and doubt take over. You may be facing difficult circumstances or disappointments right now that make you question whether God truly has a plan for you. However, you must remember that God's ways are higher than your ways, and His thoughts are higher than yours. Instead of fearing the unknown, trust in our all-knowing God. Because when you trust in God, you acknowledge that your life is in His hands, and you have nothing to fear. This trust allows you to surrender your own plans and desires and to submit obediently to His will. It is good. As Romans 8:28 reminds us, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Trusting in God's plans can be difficult. Well, let me tell you, it's hard, isn't it? And sometimes you're like, am I listening to the right person? Or is it my own ego getting in the way? The more you are in God's word, I promise you, He reveals Himself to you. But most of the time, it's us putting up the barriers. You got to take it down. You got to let your heart feel God's presence. Trusting in God's plans, yes, they're going to be difficult, especially when things don't go the way you want them to go, the way you expect them to show up. Yet you must remember that God sees the bigger picture. And what seems like a setback to you may be a crucial step in His overall plan for your life, for your comeback. Just because you may not understand God's plan does not mean that it's not good. Continue to trust in Him and His promises. So I employ you today to hold on to the promise of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, knowing that God has a plan for your life. Trust in His plans, even when the path forward seems unclear. His plan may not always be the easiest or the most comfortable. He is going to push a little bit. He is going to expect a lot. He's going to raise the bar. He's going to raise the ceiling. And I promise you, it's always good. Remember, with God, nothing is impossible. So my prayer for you, my friend, let your heart whisper through your day that nothing is impossible and it is good. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.